Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5 radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinoza with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte Garcia, Director. And now let's join our co-hosts, Patricia Arevalo Caro and Alfonso Ruiz, for today's program.
Hello, Imperial Valley. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio show brought to you as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health. My name is Patricia Arevalo Caro, and I am your co-host for today's show. If you would like to hear any of our shows in Spanish, please tune in on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. on Radio Bilingüe 88.7 to listen to our sister show, Expresate. If you'd like to revisit this show or any one of our other shows or share a podcast, we'd love for you to do so. Just visit kxoradio.com and click on the Let's Talk About It and Expresate links on the right-hand side of the page to find the show that interests you and that you would like to share. Our radio show calendars, along with information about our various programs and services, are available on our website, which is bhs.imperialcounty.org. If you have any questions, do you have any feedback, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. So Imperial County Behavioral Health also offers free community service training courses, which are open to the public, and we're always happy to welcome new participants. You can give us a call at 442-265-7442 to find out about our upcoming classes. Or you can also find out about our upcoming classes on our Facebook and Instagram pages, and you can give us a like, a care, a follow, or just to stay up to date on our wellness resources, our wellness tips, and any events that we may have coming up. We also like for you to look at our Spotify page and just for any upcoming events also. We have the pleasure of having a new co-host for our English radio show, Let's Talk About It. And before we get started, I want to take a moment to introduce our new co-host, which is Berenice Flint. We're excited to have her join us and look forward to the knowledge, perspective, and energy she'll bring to the show. Berenice, welcome. We'd love for our listeners to get to know a little bit about you. And if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and anything that you'd care to share.
Hello, Patricia. Hello to our wonderful listeners. Thank you for the warm welcome. I am very excited to begin this new journey. And a little bit about myself, I have been with Behavioral Health Services for 24 years this month. And so all in children's division. So I've been a program supervisor for multiple years. I oversee a couple of school-based programs, which keeps me very busy, which gives me a lot of energy and a lot of stamina to continue going. And so I'm very happy where I'm at and providing help and resources and guidance to all of our rehab techs that work with our youth within our community. And so that's a little bit about myself. I am so excited to be here. I am so excited to join the team at the radio show, to join you, Patricia. I know we've shared the air a couple of times as me as a guest presenter, and now as a co-host. I couldn't be happier.
Great. Thank you and welcome. And we'd also like to take the opportunity to thank Alfonso Ruiz for his dedication and his contributions as my co-host. It was a pleasure working alongside him, and I truly appreciate, you know, everything he's brought to the program and to our listeners. While we may not have him here on Express, on Let's Talk About It, he will be co-hosting with Dalia Pesqueira on our sister show, Expressate. So you can tune in and hear him there. So with that said, let's get to our radio show. And today we are speaking with three people from the LGBTQ plus center, or resource center, I should say, of El Centro. We have the pleasure of speaking with Carmen Mejorado, and she is the CEO of the center. John Michael Ramirez, who's the COO of the center, and Jose Zaragoza, who's an associate professional clinical counselor at the center. And we'd like to welcome all three of you for taking time out of your day to spend the next hour with Berenice and myself. So with that said, I will give you all the opportunity to say a little bit about yourselves, and then we can get started.
Sounds great. Thank you, Patricia. My name is Carmen Mejorado, and as you said before, I'm the CEO of Emperor Valley LGBTQ Plus Resource Center. We're located here in El Centro. My pronouns are she, her. And just to give you a little bit about my background, so that, you know, everybody is familiar with me and, you know, why I'm here and how I got here. Just wanted to let you all know that I was born in Mexicali, Mexico. So I'm originally an immigrant to the United States. My parents were, you know, originally also from Mexico. And we immigrated over here to Imperial County as a child. And I am a product of the local public school districts here in Imperial Valley. I'm a proud Viking, and I grew up in the beautiful, beautiful small town of Holtville, California. And I was one of those kids that would cross back and forth, just like many, many children back in the 70s, 80s. I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of us now as adults that are familiar with that. I eventually, as an adult, I became a naturalized citizen. And early on, when I was young, I really realized and I understood the importance of education. And so that's what really led me to pursue my bachelor's degree and my master's degree. And my career has really been in accounting, in the accounting industry. But I've worked in very numerous industries. So I've worked in, you know, other nonprofits. I've worked in private. I've worked in government. And so I've the area that I feel more fulfilled has been with the nonprofit. And so I've been serving as a Make-A-Wish at the Make-A-Wish Foundation, a wish granter. And so I did that for several years, and that's really what led me to be of service over here at the LGBT Resource Center. I started volunteering, just like many, many hundreds probably of people have done throughout the years. We've been open since 2015, and eventually you know, there was a need for me to come on board and to assist. And so that's how I ended up here at the Resource Center. And a lot of what I have experienced since I was a child was that it's very different here living in Imperial County. We're a small community, and it's a great place to live. It's wonderful, you know, raising families. I have two sons. They're adult boys. And, you know, they're also a product of our local school districts. They're both attending currently in Imperial Valley College. They'll be transferring soon to San Diego State University. And so it's thanks to, you know, the Imperial Valley, our local school districts and our partners that really contribute to that. The only, difficulty sometimes is when you grow up, you're kind of you realize that you're in a bubble living here in the Imperial Valley. And as I started to go to school, and when I moved away, I lived in San Diego for many years, probably over 10 years. That's when I started to see, you know, different cultures, different backgrounds, and just the inclusivity that you don't really get to see here and to experience here in the Imperial Valley. And, you know, a lot of us have family members that are in the LGBTQ plus community. And I started to see a lot of the, you know, the issues that they were facing, you know, a lot of the resources that they didn't have available. And so I'm really passionate about it. And that's why I'm here. I'm, you know, working, and I'm trying to serve the community as best as possible. And with that, I want to make sure that everybody is aware that this month is also National Pride Month. And so that's really important for your listeners to understand that we're very we're wanting to celebrate everybody, all the queer community, because it's important for them to be recognized. It's important for us as allies to really let them know that we're here for them. And, you know, that if they need a safe space to go to, you know, we're always welcome. Actually, everybody's welcome in our center. We don't, we will never turn away anybody. Everybody's welcome to go into our center and, you know, seek resources. But we also recognize that June is also Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And so Mr. Jose Zaragoza will talk a little bit about that in the next, you know, topic. But, you know, we respect everybody's, you know, values and their opinions. And so with that, I want to make sure that the public is aware that, you know, we are we're eager to work with everybody and anybody. We won't turn anybody away. Our doors are open for everybody. And that's, you know, pretty much why we're here, is to be of service to the community. And I also want to thank you, Patty, for, you know, really helping us and giving us that opportunity to, you know, really showcase our center. A lot of individuals don't really know much about us, even though we've been here, you know, for a while. And so that's really important for me, and I really appreciate it. I also want to thank the rest of the Imperial County departments, everyone from Imperial County Probation Department, the Public Health Department, Social Services Department, and our partner agencies, Trans Family Support Services, and all of our partners and funders. So with that, thank you. And I'm very, very excited to be here.
Great. So John Michael.
Hello, everyone. My name is John Michael Ramirez. I am Chief Operating Officer over at the Imperial Valley LGBTQ plus Resource Center. A little background on me. I went to, I'm from Brawley, California. After that, I went to college for a little bit, went to and got a degree in biblical studies, hermeneutics, homineutics. Did a little bit of that for a while, and then after that I went back to school, got a paralegal, worked for, did family law, criminal law. Also I did product liability, different types of laws that I did for about 10 years. And then about 4 years ago, I decided that I wanted to be, an anger management facilitator, also a domestic violence facilitator. So I went back, got my certifications in that area, and then decided to do an internship over at the Imperial Valley LGBTQ plus center, where I did my internship for that. A little after that, I was offered a position there, and I'm very happy to be there. I'm very happy to help the people that I help. Carmen is great. She's my boss. For Lizzie, I don't know. she's a great boss. She, you know, she really helps me out, and together we grow the center. You know, we help everybody that we can. And just like Carmen said, you know, we accept everybody there. You know, our specialty is in the LGBTQ plus community. However, we welcome everybody into that center. You know, whether you're from the LGBT community or not, we welcome everybody in. Adult, kids, grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, everybody. And Jose is a big part of that as well. He helps us out with all the therapy aspect of that. But yeah, that's me. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. And Jose, I'm sorry, Alex. Yeah, no, Jose, I was right first. My goodness.
Good afternoon, Patricia and Berenice. Thank you for having me on our show. So my name is Jose Zaragoza. I'm originally from Calexico. I was born in Los Angeles, but I can say I'm pretty much raised for the majority of my life in Calexico. Attended elementary, junior high school there. Right after high school, soon after high school, I joined the military. I was in the military for 8 years, the Air Force. After I got out, I became a firefighter here in the Imperial Valley. I just recently retired as a firefighter, and about 2 years ago I decided to go back to school, get my degree in counseling psychology, which has allowed me to become a therapist here at the center. So currently working on my third profession. I think I found something that I really am passionate about. Just like John, I started my internship here a little over a year ago at the center. And I've been here ever since. It's been such a great experience. And since I've just started, I'm really, you know, just really passionate, like I said, about what I'm doing. And again, I want to echo what John said and what Carmen said, that we don't just work with the LGBTQ community, but we work with different types of people. I have a diverse set of clients ranging from 17 years old to 60 years old, males, females, LGBT, non-LGBT families, you name it. We're open right now to bring in whoever needs help. At the end of the day, everybody needs somebody to talk to, and we won't turn anybody away.
Well, thank you. And thank you for your service in our military. So before we get really diving into the questions and all that kind of stuff, I want to give you Carmen or John Michael or Jose an opportunity to give us your physical address, your email, phone number. We're going to do that now, and then we'll do that at the end of the show, so that, you know, people can, if they need to go run and get something to jot down.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So we are located here in El Centro. The address is 1073 Ross Avenue in Suite E. So we're at the very end of the center. And the email, anybody can email us, and we'll make sure that we get back to you. It's info@ivlgbt.org. And our phone number is 760-592-4066. And you can always visit us on the website at ivlgbt.org, which is also all of our social media pages, which are Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. They're all ivlgbt.org. Thank you.
Great. So people can follow you along. And if anybody has any questions, they can message you or just drop by the center. You guys are very friendly and welcoming. So, you know, they're open from, did you say your hours, your operating hours? I'm sorry.
We're open from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Thursdays, and Fridays we're open 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
30 p.m. Okay, great.
From 12 to 1. I'm sorry. I had to say that.
Okay.
We're
so, yeah.
12 to 1.
Everybody needs a lunchtime. County's the same way. You shut down 12 to 1.
Right. And we also have social media in case anybody wants to follow us. We have Instagram and Facebook and TikTok.
Now I didn't know you guys had TikTok. I follow you on the other two, but now I need to go get into my TikTok. So, yeah, everybody follow them along. They have a lot of, you know, their events and stuff like that that are coming up. Really nice social media page. And Carmen, I thank you for mentioning that this is Pride Month and this is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. I totally slipped my mind, so I appreciate you mentioning that. Thank you so much. So, Carmen, you had mentioned something about the center being open for about 15 years now. And so we don't have a lot of time in this segment, so I'd like to get started with some of the services that you all provide. And I'm going to say the public, because it's not just the LGBTQ community. You're open to the public, you know. So what services are you all offering to our folks of Imperial County?
Yes, thank you, Patricia. We offer a wide variety of services, and it's important for the public to know so that they're able to come in. They don't need an appointment, you know, walk-ins, or, you know, obviously we prefer appointments, but, you know, we're always available no matter what. We're here to serve. And I'll pass it on to John Ramirez, and he can tell you all about the different programs that we offer for our community.
Thank you, Carmen. To start off with, we have support groups for the LGBTQ plus community on Mondays. On Mondays, they start at 5 and they end at 6:30. We also have another one on Wednesdays from 5 to 6:30, and that is for youth and adults. Aside from that, we offer court-mandated and court-approved, also CDCR-approved, domestic violence and anger management courses. I can't say this. I can't stress this enough. They are also available on a volunteer basis. We have, I would say, half our participants are volunteer and are not court ordered because we help a lot of people get their families back. These classes are all with implementation of emotional intelligence, which is unique among providers here in Imperial County. Not a lot of providers. I don't think any providers implement emotional intelligence in their programs. I believe we are the only ones that do that. We also do parenting classes, Spanish and English. All our classes are in Spanish and English with implementation of emotional intelligence. We also do intimate partner violence education for the youth. So we go to a couple schools, three schools here in Imperial County. We teach the youth about anger management, domestic violence education, in case they witness any domestic violence in their family. Or the and also they have the resources for domestic violence, where to go, who to talk to, the proper channels to go through. We also do a program we have called My Will to Change. It's a drug and alcohol program for everybody, for parolees, people on probation, volunteers, everybody. It's a class that we give helping people, you know, deal with addiction, help them deal with depression, stuff like that, that was caused by addiction. And all of this is implementation of emotional intelligence. I'm not sure if I missed anything. Let me just refresh my mind.
You guys have so much to offer. So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff.
And what makes our company great too is that, you know, a lot of people, we deal with a lot of antisocial people, you know, and, you know, they don't like to come in and they don't like people to see them in person. So we're like, all right, that's fine. You know, let's go ahead and put you on Zoom. So we put them on Zoom and like these people are people who they don't like to talk to anybody at all, but you put them on Zoom and you put them on a camera and they're like just yapping away. So it helps them a lot. Our Zoom programs are really, really helpful because it helps people open up and to like kind of put them in a little, you know, society with other people so they can see that other people are like them, you know, that we're all, you know, alike and, you know, we all have problems. You know, and we all need someone to talk to. So I think our Zoom classes are a really big success for us.
I also wanted to add, John, if you can talk a little bit about our youth services, our YAMS program, and, you know, just so that the public is aware, any programs that we offer for children, for the youth, they're completely free. Right. And so I want to make sure that the parents are aware, you know, right now summer's coming up. And so I want to, you know, let them know that we're here. So go ahead. And if you want to talk a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, so in the summer we're going to have a program. It's called the YAMS Youth Anger Management Services. It's a program that for youth. We offer pre and post assessments when they first come in, measuring their emotional intelligence. So we give them a test measuring their emotional intelligence. Let's say and the test grades everything: social skills, social awareness, self awareness. How they deal with stress. And based off of that test, once you get the results back, whatever they score low in, we kick up a coaching plan for them and we coach them on how to bring those kind of areas back up. And then after, I would say, you know, a few weeks, a few months, maybe a month earliest, we go back and we give them a post-assessment measuring and taking that test again to see exactly if our coaching is helping or if they scored lower in any other category and where else we could help them in that. And that also goes for adults too. We offer pre and post assessments for adults too. That's one of our perks that we have, that are, you know, for court order, you know, we provide that to the court, like, hey, you know what? This is their emotional intelligence when they started with this. And this is their emotional intelligence now that they're finished with their class. And we have about, I would say an 85-90% success rate in our program. I would say almost everybody in our program graduates from all our programs. We have a very, very low dropout rate in our program. And if they are dropped out, it's because they had to move or because they had to go somewhere else. But it's really never a violation when they drop out, to be honest with you. We have a very high success rate for men, women, and children.
That's amazing. And that's a great testament, right, of the quality of care and services that you provide. And,
right.
And it's amazing to hear such a high rate, right, that you have. And one of the things that I did in preparation for the show today was that I accessed your website, and it is incredible. It has everything that you offer, and it is a magnificent resource for anybody that is interested or is curious or is wanting to access services. That is the best, one of the best resources for anybody to access. And so I want to commend you for that. That's you have a great webpage.
And, thank you so much.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing I really want to say is that when you look at your website, you know, because we do a little bit of prep work for the show, and it's very inviting. The colors are very bright, and it's nice. It's not like a dull website, and you know, you make it inviting. You make it like people want to look at it. Like Berenice was saying, you know, that it's a great website, and it has a lot of information, a lot of you know, things that people can access. So with that said, we have come to the end of our first segment. 25 minutes just flew. And so we're going to take a brief commercial break, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
Let's Talk About It, bringing community mental health issues to your radio. Listen each Sunday morning to KXO AM 1230 at 7 a.m. and now on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Or log on to KXORadio.com for a 5-minute podcast highlight of the show or the show in its entirety. This program is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 and FM 107.5. Let's Talk About It is presented as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning back. We are here to continue speaking with Carmen, John, and Jose from the LGBTQ Center. And right before our first segment, we were talking about, or we were getting information about the services that the LGBTQ Center has to offer. And so I wanted to continue with that. And I'm sure because based on what I've reviewed and what I've seen in your website, I know that there are so many services that you offer that we didn't really get too much into. And so I want to take the opportunity now in this segment to continue talking about any additional services that we might have not had the time to discuss before. And so, John, if you would like to continue in providing us with that additional information for our listeners.
Sure. So some of the services that I forgot to mention, where we do free HIV testing and free syphilis testing as well. Everything is confidential. We make sure, you know, if we take you in the back, we give you a little bag, you know, it's very, you know, discreet. You know, we give you a little brown bag to put it in. So when you walk out, you know, you're just walking out with the bag. You don't know what it is. But aside from that, we also give out free condoms, men and women condoms as well. Thank you to Public Health for that. Also, what I want to touch base on is also the confidentiality that we have in all our programs. So in any program that you register in, whether it be anger management, domestic violence, parenting, one thing I forgot to mention too is we also do emotional intelligence for couples in lieu of marriage counseling. Everything that we do is confidential. So when you come in, you know, we're not going to give any information out to anybody. Everything's sealed in our CRM. We don't do anything on paper anymore. Everything's all digital. So we have everything on our cloud. So nothing goes out at all. If you would like somebody, let's say you're a participant and you want your mom or your girlfriend or someone, you know, to know your progress that's going on in the class, we would need a release of information signed by you. That way you could give us the authority to do that. Other than that, we're not going to give any information out to anybody unless you give us the opportunity to. With the exception of, you know, whether you're on probation or parole, we do have to, in that case, give out your information to your probation officer or parole officer. Also, any classes for parolees are free. So if you're a parolee and you have anger management, parenting, domestic violence, substance abuse classes, going to come to us. Everything is completely free for parolees. Also, Carmen mentioned that our programs for youth are all free. And very, very confidential. I can't stress that enough. You know, we also offer those Zoom classes, you know, for those people that don't have any transportation at all. We would go ahead and help you out with that. But what I think one of the biggest parts of our center is the therapeutic part of it, which is Jose's specialty. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to Jose.
Thank you, John. I want to piggyback on what you said about the services being free. Right now, my services are free as well, there's no charge to anybody that comes in. I think that's a big component of therapy right now is that it's free, and you know, we can come in as many times as you want. Usually, when you're dealing with insurance, there's usually a certain set amount of sessions you can have, and obviously, when you're paying out of pocket, it can get a little pricey. So. I would say take advantage of the fact that right now services are free. But as far as the therapy that I provide, my main focus is cognitive behavioral therapy. And what that is, it's a sort of talk therapy that helps people challenge any negative thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that they have to help them navigate any issues that they might have in life. But that's not all I really focus on. I also incorporate some other types of therapy like acceptance and commitment therapy, solution focus. And one of the things that I do incorporate quite a bit is trauma-informed therapy. People come in with a lot of trauma, whether it's past or current trauma, and we help navigate those issues from their life. One thing that I would like to move forward with in the future, and this is something that I need to continue with my own education, is EMDR. It seems to be quite popular nowadays. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing is a therapy that seems to be really good right now, and something that I hope to incorporate more into my therapy moving forward.
Great. And so I do have a question as far as the therapy is concerned. What qualifies someone to receive this service? Is it somebody, just anybody within the community, or is it somebody that is having challenges as it relates to being an LGBTQ community member? Would that be appropriate to say?
Well, that's a good question, Berenice. And actually, it's for anybody. Therapy is for anybody. We don't just focus on the LGBT community. We focus on everybody. And one of the things that I've came across in my time here at the center is that sometimes people just come in for one session, and sometimes it's just, you know, they just need to kind of just talk it out, you know, get it off their chest. And maybe it's just a little reassurance that they're doing the right thing, or that they're not, you know, thinking, you know, something's wrong with them. And, this therapy it's for anybody. We don't close our doors to anybody. So, and again, you know, like I mentioned, if it's just one session, it's just one session. Mm-hmm. But I would like to say that I've had a client for over a year. Every time they come in, we develop new goals and we knock them down and we move forward and we find other things in their life that they're having trouble with. And we just accomplish those goals and we keep moving forward.
That's terrific. Because like we said earlier, you know, you guys are open to anybody who walks through your doors.
Right.
And with that said, you know, there's always barriers. There's always stigma. There's always something. I mean, I know we have it here at Behavioral Health where people just, they're kind of scared of the unknown. They don't know what we do. Maybe you can kind of walk us through how a typical intake, and maybe I'm just using our language, behavioral health, but how does a person become enrolled in services? I mean, from the phone call to you're seeing Jose in session, or you're going to an anger management, or you're going to a group, or you're receiving a service. How's that? How does that process work?
And if you can include John, the multiple ways or avenues of accessing services, that would be great.
Okay. Sure. So one of the ways that you could get registered in our class or do an intake, you said the correct word for it, is come in person. If you come in person, you know, we have our offices where we take you back there. We close the door. We ask you specific questions about, you know, what's going on. If you're court ordered, we do need a court order for you. That way we could put you in the right class, because some people mix the two. Some people think that anger management is domestic violence, and some people think that domestic violence is anger management, and it's completely different. We separate the two classes here in Imperial County. So what we need is we need a court order. And then if you're volunteer, you walk in, same process. We could help you out. Another way we do it is through the phone. So we get a lot of phone intake. We do a lot of phone intakes. And then after we do the intake, we do a Zoom to make sure that you're actually the right person. And then what you do is you send us your license identification card and all that. And then we help you out that way. With Jose, this goes for all our classes as well. With Jose, Usually I get a lot of calls for Jose, and what I do is I get their phone number, their information, and I pass it on to Jose, and Jose reaches out to them, and he makes that initial call to them. Am I missing something, Carmen?
No, so pretty much I can kind of walk you through just a typical scenario, which is probably on a daily basis for us. And so we'll get a phone call. This individual is seeking maybe services. They're not sure, you know, what program they fall into. They looked at our website and they saw the phone number and they call us. And so our receptionist will answer, and pretty much whatever questions they have, we try to answer as best as possible. Once we determine their appropriate, where we should direct them to, whether it's, you know, programming with John Ramirez's team, whether it's counseling with Jose, or support groups with our support staff. And so we kind of navigate them to the appropriate individual, but just keeping in mind that it's completely confidential. So as John had mentioned, we have our system, which is completely, you know, an electronic system. It's our CRM. And so we document all of the individual's information there, which is highly secured. So not everybody has access to it. And so we make sure that the confidentiality is there from the very beginning, from the first phone call. So once they go into the correct department, so to say, then we will go ahead and make sure that we provide them with whatever resources that they need. Sometimes it's just making that connection, that referral over to your department, to Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Right.
Sometimes it's, it's a crisis mode. Sometimes we do get these individuals that, are walk-ins and they're in crisis mode. And so, we immediately, shift our focus over to that and making sure that safety is our priority and making sure that, all individuals are safe, they're secure, and that they're healthy, which is one of the reasons we also offer. We will be offering healthcare, just preventative basic healthcare pretty soon. We'll put that out in our website as well. We're working on the details behind that because it is important for us to be able to provide not only, the youth, but as an adult and elderly, there's a lot of, individuals out in public as well that don't have, insurance or whatnot. And so it would be something that we want to offer at a very, very low discounted rate. Did I miss something, John, about the process of how they go in and the intake?
No, and that's, I can't stress it enough. Like I said, everything we do is digital. And one thing I like about our program is that when you come in, like let's say you come in for one session, it's not just a attended class, attended first class of 52 classes. No, we give a really, really good, description and notes about how class went with you. And that's for every individual. Well, like, for example, if you're in class participating, we'll write a note saying, participant came to class today, was very engaging in the class, spoke a lot about their past and what got them here, why they were here, and that's for every class, with every participant we have. All our notes are detailed. That way, when your probation officer comes, or even yourself, you want to see your progress, we can look back, print out, make a printable copy for you, but look how good you were in this class and look how far you've come along. So every individual sees how far they've come along and they see the progress that they've had in class. Or, it doesn't really happen often, or if they had no progress. we can print that out for them as well, which doesn't really happen often, but we document everything so the patient, the client can see everything. And it also makes them look good for probation, for court. That's where the probation officers or parole officers see that, this person is growing. This person has come from here to here, and, we're happy that then we sent them there.
Yeah, just to reiterate, a part of the reason why we're so involved and so dedicated to, making sure that the the reporting, the progress reporting is communicated right. correctly and accurately back to the courts and to probation is right. because we, we feel it's crucial to reunite families, you know, with right. A lot of these individuals, you know, they're working on trying to, you know, recover and to, be back at home with their children, with their family. And so that's a big component of why we do it, because, you know, we know how difficult it is and their situation, and we empathize with it, and we don't judge. You know, anybody is welcome to come in, and, you know, there's absolutely no judgment for anybody. It's a safe space. But with that, we want to make sure that everybody knows, the importance of family, and we want to help, you know, the community, Imperial Valley community, to whatever we can do to help them. We're here, and a lot of these individuals, as John mentioned, they're going through a rough time. They're working on themselves, on bettering themselves, and they're trying also in the process to reunite with their families.
Well, thank you for that. And you know, we appreciate you having a safe space and a safe zone and a no judgment, stigma-free zone for the folks that are going in to access services. And sometimes somebody may just need just a little bit of help, like Jose said, you know, just that one session or whatever, just kind of, right. you know, that feedback that you get from, you know, your cognitive behavioral therapy that you do and the other forms of treatment interventions that you do might help people get over that one little valley that they're having. So with that said, we are ending our second segment. We will be right back with you for our third and final segment. We're talking with LGBT Resource Center of El Centro, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Let's Talk About It. If you have questions about services Imperial County Behavioral Health may offer that deal with today's show topic, please feel free to call 760-482-4000. Let's Talk About It is presented weekly on KXO AM 1230, FM 107.5, and KXORadio.com as a public service of Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Well, welcome back. Thank you for continuing with us. And we are still here with Carmen, John, and Jose from the LGBTQ Resource Center. And we've had a wonderful conversation about the services that this center is offering to our community, and not just the LGBTQ community, to our community in general. And so I would like to continue. And at this point, I would like for you to share any upcoming events that you would like for our community, for Imperial County, people to know about. So if you want to share anything that's happening anytime soon as it relates to the LGBT community.
So in the summer, we have a YAMS, Youth Anger Management Service program. It's going to be like a summer camp for kids after school ends. You could drop your kid off about 7:30, and we'll have them till 12. We'll teach them about anger management, give them a lunch, take them on a walk, you know, and hopefully we plan on taking them every Friday on like a small field trip. Last year we only had one field trip. We took them over to the aquatic center, I believe. We took them to the aquatic center, but that'll start, I believe, in 2 weeks, I believe. That'll start. So registrations are open now in case parents want to register. We also have our October Pride event coming. More information on that soon, but save your calendars. Mark your calendars. It will be in October.
So for YAMS, if any caregiver is interested in signing up their children, where do they sign them up? What's the age range?
Right. Good question. So the age range is 12 to 17. They can go to the center. It's 1073 Ross Avenue, Suite E, or the last building all the way at the end. Just come in. We'll do a quick registration, get your information, your child's information, give you the times, have a quick before the event, before they start dropping off their kids, we're going to have all the parents come in, have a small meeting, talk to them about what they can expect with their kids being there, what they're going to learn, and what exactly we're going to do for them.
Wonderful. Great. And so based on all the services that you provide, YAMS coming up, I can imagine it takes a lot of people to make it happen. So are there any opportunities for volunteers at the Resource Center?
Yes. We are open for volunteers. It's a simple process. All you have to do is come in, fill out a volunteer application, have an interview with Carmen and myself. And then we'll go from there, but volunteers are always welcome. I also want to say that we are also open for any MSWs or LCSW, interns or students that are going to get the degrees, who need an internship. We are also open for that as well.
Wonderful. Are there any specific requirements for volunteers?
I mean, obviously you have to be able to work with children, clean background, make sure that, you could be around people and just have a clean background pretty much, good personality, really outspoken, somebody that gets along well with others.
Great.
That's terrific. And so for any people out here that are listening to us, right before the show ends, we're going to give out the contact information for the center, so that you can call them if you'd like to be a volunteer, for their program. One thing that we didn't discuss during the break, and I'm sorry, I'm going to throw this at you, but do you guys take any donations for like clothing or, I know you guys give out snacks and stuff like that. Do you take donations?
Yes, thank you, Patricia. Donations are always welcome and much, much needed. We actually have a food pantry. It's very small, but we do, try to assist, the community as much as possible. Clothing as well. Sometimes, we also as part of our, component, helping individuals, we'll help them with their resumes and we'll prep them for interviews. And with that, that would be very helpful if we can get, various clothing. I know a lot of us, I don't fit into my clothes. And so, instead of, throwing them away or leaving them in a closet, feel free to drop them by. It's remember, we're a nonprofit organization. And so it's a tax deductible donation, according to the laws. And so we welcome that. And I really appreciate you mentioning that. That's very helpful. And as far as the volunteers as well, we won't turn anybody away. We'll find a spot for you. There's a lot of need. We do a lot of work, and maybe you're not as comfortable in a certain area, but as long as pretty much the background check, we do process that and making sure that you're it's safe for the children and the families, we'll accept you. And so we'll go around your schedule, and the more it takes a village, and so feel free to come over and help us out and learn and try to give back to the community as well.
So one thing that we didn't really talk about is that I'm sure that you have minors that go in, or children under the age, and I say children because I'm older. anybody who's younger than me is a child, but anybody who is under the age of 18 and they go into the center and say they don't want you guys to divulge information to their parents or to their caregivers, how does that work?
Well, when it comes to the LGBTQ+ community, we're very, very confidential in that area, because we realize that, some kids aren't ready to come out. Some kids are not ready to let their parents know. So that's where we direct them to our safe space. We talk to them about that. And we're very confidential. If they don't want us to tell their parents or anything like that, we won't tell them. If a child is, feeling suicidal or anything like that, that's a little different. We do have to go through the proper channels for that. But I mean, as far as, confidentiality with, the LGBT community, yeah, very, very confidential. We don't mention anything. We understand that, the child wants somebody to talk to, and that's what we're there for. We're there to help them. We're not there to, to put out there, their identity. We just want to help them with their identity and make sure that they get the help that they need.
I'm sorry, Patricia. So I just wanted to add, I know within our agency as well, Behavioral Health Services, we are very big on confidentiality, right, and protecting HIPAA and the right to privacy. And so right. if a minor were to access your services, I'm the parent, and I call your center, I go to your center, say, I know my daughter is accessing services. He's a minor. I need information. What's happening? What's going on? How do you address that? How do you manage that?
Well, what happens, I mean, it's happened before, you know, I mean, I could tell, if they see their kids going to the center, but like, you know what? I mean, your child was here. What we talked about, I can't tell you, you know, that's between your child and I, you know, your child needed a safe space and I provided that safe space for your child. And that's all I could say, you know, I mean, your child's safe here with us, you know, but I mean, they're in a safe space and they needed somebody to talk to.
So what we do, we try to, you know, make sure that the parent is also, you know, comfortable, and we provide the resources, because it is also, you know, understanding a parent, you know, as a mother, and,
right.
you know, you want to make sure that the parent is comfortable too. So we try to take advantage of that and to educate them and let them know, hey, we're here, you know, if
right.
there's something that, because a lot of the times, and it does happen very often, where, the reason that a lot of these youth, they're not even comfortable at school or at home, but yet when they come to our center, it's a safe space, and so they're able to open up.
Right.
And so we
right.
give them tips and tools as to really be able to understand also the parent and have the parent communicate. And so we give them those tips,
right.
and then we try to work with them. But without divulging any kind of information, we do abide
right,
by, you know,
right.
HIPAA standards. So that's our policy. And so you can absolutely be certain that whether you're a child or an adult or a youth, we would
yeah.
never discuss anything, you know, related to confidentiality, anything that you don't want to discuss. We highly respect everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And with youth, once a youth comes to you and provides information to you, you know, that youth is somebody that they're trusting you with that information, you know, and once you break that relationship with them, you know, that can be devastating for the rest of their lives, you know,
right.
so it's up to us to make sure that youth can trust us in that area. You know, we take that very seriously with youth.
That's terrific. So we're getting towards the end of our show, and we've gotten a lot of good information from you all, so thank you. But we want to talk about one, and I know there's many, many, many stories that you have, but one that kind of stands out in your mind about a success story about somebody that came into the center. They're on Ross Avenue in El Centro, and that you would like to talk, either any one of you that you know want to share the story, we would love to hear it.
I like to share, and I have a new one that I got yesterday, actually. So I have an individual. He is registered in our class, and an incident happened with his family back in December. You know, he wasn't able to see his family at all. He wasn't even court ordered to go to court at all. I mean, to go to our classes at all. He's completely volunteer. But this guy registered for, so we have, just to put it out there. So we have on Tuesdays, we have, men's Spanish domestic violence. And then on Wednesdays, we have men's Spanish domestic violence. We also have men's English domestic violence classes on Fridays at 2, and we also have the English class at 4. The individual was so dedicated and so wanted to get his family back that he actually went to 4 classes a week, and that's 4 two-hour classes a week. And he finished a 52-week course in, I would say, 5 months. And yesterday he called me, which is pretty insane. He called me yesterday, John, I just want to tell you, thank you very much. You know, my wife is super happy. She's going to give me more time with my kids. You know, she's actually going to take the restraining order off. You know, I'm going to see my kids now. You know, thank you very much for allowing me to do these classes. Like, you know what? This was all you. Like, you decided to come forward 4 times out of the week. You decided to come, you know, to take that time off of work and to dedicate yourself to come into our classes. You know, I go, I've never seen anybody finish a 52-week course in 5 months. Like, that's insane. This happened yesterday. And when he called me, I was like, wow, that's so awesome. So he'll be done. He'll actually be done with this class on Friday. Will be his last class. And then Friday, we're going to give him his certificate, his exit interview and all that. And then Monday, he starts his new schedule with his kids. And he gets to see them a lot more than he saw them before. So That's a very good success story for us that happened yesterday.
Absolutely. It is. Then you found relationship with the information that he's gotten from you all. And the things that he's learned along the way.
Right.
Valuable.
And the impact.
Right.
Right. And the impact that that's going to, exactly. that it had on him and now, you know, it's passing over to his family. You know, when there's a will, there's a
right.
way. But, fortunate for him, you know, your services allow for that to happen.
Right. That's, let me see, 2, 4, 6, that's 8 hours a week that he was coming to us.
Incredible.
8 hours a week. That's awesome. 4 times a week. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's like another job. I mean, really. I mean, the hours that he's dedicating, you know, 8 hours, that's a lot.
Right.
Well, we're almost to the end of our show, and we want to make sure that people know your social media so that they can follow you. They know your address. They know your website. They know your phone number. Any other contact information that you would like to share with us would be great before we end our show.
Yes. Thank you, Patricia. We're located at 1073 Ross Avenue, Suite E, and it's right next to Buckland Park. So we're open from 9 in the morning to 6:30 in the afternoon and the evenings, Monday through Thursday. And on Fridays, we're open from 9 in the morning to 5:30 in the afternoon. And we are closed, though, from 12 to 1 for lunch. But you can also reach us via email at info@ivlgbt.org. And our phone number is 760-592-4066. And we also welcome you to visit our website. There's a contact us, segment there too. It's www.ivlgbt.org. And it's also the same for all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, IVLGBT. So feel free to give us a call. And again, just to reiterate to all of our LGBTQ plus community, we're here for you. Feel free to come by, call us, contact us. We're a strong advocate and we're not going anywhere. So thank you for your support.
So with that said, we want to thank Carmen Mejorado, the CEO, John Michael Ramirez, COO, and Jose Zaragoza, Associate Professional Clinical Counselor, all from the LGBT Q Plus Center, Resource Center of El Centro. And I also want to thank my new co-host, Berenice Flint. Thank you. And thank you for being here. And thank you for being such a great co-host on your maiden voyage or on your first show. So we want to thank you and we'll see you soon, Imperial Valley.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 and each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO Radio. This program features weekly community mental health issues on your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Service, Leticia Plancarte Garcia, Director. Our co-hosts for today's program were Patricia Arevalo-Caro and Alfonso Ruiz. Thank you for listening.